When somebody wants to walk over this path of spirituality, many times I explained earlier that one has to train oneself and discipline oneself from all angles, from all sides of human personality. It is never a one-sided evolution. Evolution, the spiritual evolution, as I said many times earlier, is just like a flower. A flower blossoms on the plant in the end. Before that, many things are required to be done after sowing the seed. An example I gave earlier. There are so many paths, so many methods, but on this path, certain things are essential for everybody following any path. Certain things are essential for everybody, whatever may be the path. A very important thing, and the first requirement almost, is the physical body. Nothing can be done without it. One has to understand there should not be attachment with the body, but one should never ignore it. In fact, one has to very carefully train oneself. And regarding body, one has to find out a balance about one's own self. So many times when the groups were here, I explained about the food, so many times. The reason was, it's very important. In the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 6, the Lord has given the directions. One should read them in the commentary. So open, for example, verse 16 of chapter 6. So if I read the translation of verse 16, the Lord says, Arjun, this yoga is neither for him who overeats, nor for him who observes complete fast. It is neither for him who is given to too much sleep, nor even for him who is ceaselessly awake. You see, now, gradually, as you may also be knowing yourself, the old seekers, I am stopping speaking much. I don't have much inclination also now. Even if I am all right, it appears to me I have already spoken enough for so many years. What you should do, read good commentary. Arjun, this yoga is neither for him who overeats, nor for him who observes complete fast. Now a balance has got to be found out, neither more nor less. What is the balance? Balance is individual. You have to experiment yourself on yourself to find out the balance. That's the point. You have to see how much it is proper for you. And that adjustment you have to evolve after making many mistakes for a long time because of the wrong habits. Old habits die hard. Secondly, don't make hurry. Don't be hasty. It should be step by step. Because when you are following a certain way of life, even regarding eating, the body adapts. And changing that conditioning, individual conditioning, takes a long time. So don't make hurry. You will be ill. You will not progress. Another thing. So what is proper for me, you have to find out. It is neither for him who is given to too much sleep, nor even for him who is ceaselessly awake. Now what is the proper sleep, proper period of sleep? Again, individual. Give complete rest according to your own requirement, and you have to find out. Of course, 6 hours sleep is there, generally sufficient, sometimes maybe 7. Again, it changes according to season, according to the food, according to age, according to the nature of your work, how much you have the exercise, walk, etc., what food you have eaten, all those things also are connected. Everything in the body is connected with each other. So what is more sleep, what is less sleep, you have to find out. Then this decreases also, the sleep decreases according to age. In old age, it decreases. Infants need very long sleep. If somebody starts trying to make the baby of 5 years a yogi, it will be a great problem. To make a 5 years or 3 years or 4 years infant a yogi, let that small baby yogi sleep for 18 hours or 15 hours. Let him sleep, becoming a yogi. That's the point. It gets a growing period of the age. So, step by step, slowly, seeing your own condition, experimenting on your own self, changing your habits, definitely you have to change, but step by step. Next, I read only the translation. Yoga, which rids one of wu, is accomplished only by him who is regulated in diet and recreation, regulated in performing actions, and regulated in sleep and wakefulness. Now, what is this regulated? What is this regulation? Again, individual. Yukta ahara viharasya yukta. In Sanskrit, the word is yukta. Regulated, they have translated. Proper. Yukta means proper. What is proper? It is your individual. It is your individual. You have to find out. You have to see. Constant vigilance is the price one has to pay to become a real yogi. Constant vigilance. Awaking, becoming conscious is to become yogi. Ultimately, a realized man is not duped, is not deceived by anything, because there is always wakefulness, wakefulness here does not mean that he is not sleeping. I mean, even when the temptations of the world are there, he is not affected or she is not affected. There also a wakefulness. That stage comes in the end, step by step, step by step. These things are essential for everybody, whatever may be the path. Because, as they have said, Shariram Adyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. Body is the first thing, first requirement for all other things, all duties or dharma, whatever. So, to keep body fit in the proper conditioning, healthy, is necessary, essential. Not only desirable, essential. And that takes time.
Periodical fasting ki importance
jo hai. Periodical fasting is also good. But what is good and what is not, again individual. It is good for many people. Periodical fasting is good, but again individually. In many cases, it is very, very important. It cures a person from many diseases and many problems. Many much. But for example, you have asked, in my life I did not do it. What I did, somehow by God's grace, I was awake about the body, so I will not eat that time. As soon as I feel, I should not eat. I don't eat. Once or twice or like this. Or I will eat very light. Or I will take that day water only. Or soup. So adjusting the body according to the need of that time. But in some cases, it may be required. So that differs. So it is a all-sided discipline of life, all-sided. And in that, his physical body is very important, whatever may be the path.